Hot 91, it's Nugget. And now don't forget you can download us now on the iHeartRadio app. Listen to Hot 91 wherever you are going.
Freak accidents. They can occur at any time. By their very name, they're freakish occurrences. And sometimes it can go horribly, horribly wrong. Big boy, I was almost the victim of a horrendous freak accident this morning.
Yeah.
It's lucky. I'm going to say it's statistically very lucky that I'm spending the afternoon with your good self and the beautiful people of the Hot family, because I was nearly the victim of a very strange freak accident this morning. Because, ladies and gentlemen of the Hot family, I was almost crushed by my own garage door. Oh, it was a close-run thing. So, you know me. You know me better than most people, big boy. You know that I can't really sit still.
No, you have to be on the move. I'll give
you that. So, I'm not great in the mornings because I usually drop digs off to school. If I haven't gone for a surf or whatever else, if I'm just at home, I can't just sit. I've got to do stuff.
Downtime is not on the agenda.
You know this. I might empty the dishwasher or clean, do some tidying up or whatever. This morning, I had to do a few odds and ends, a few little around the housey, on the tools kind of things. So I did that this morning, got them over there, nothing particularly big. But then I thought, oh, you know what? I might give my workshop a bit of a tidy up, because it had gotten a little bit out of my standard for clean the last couple
of weeks. Out of place.
Yeah. So there were in excess of 7 things out of place. So I started doing that. And then once I start doing that, because I've got a sickness, I just end up redoing the entire workshop. So anyway, so in the process of doing that, I pulled some stuff out, redid a few things, rejigged a few shelves, maybe hung a few more shelves up on the wall. And then the very last thing I was doing is I've got one of those big canvas drop sheets. Very, very handy. And then I had to fold it because, again, I've got a sickness. So,
well, it's already folded, but you decided you wanted to refold it?
No, it wasn't folded to the standard I would like.
Okay.
And because of the haphazard way that I'd folded it previously, it didn't fit back into the very specific spot I had for it in the workshop where all my paint equipment goes.
Right, back to square
one. Didn't fit into the container. So anyway, again, I admit I've got a problem. So anyway, so I'm doing all this in the garage. I just had music playing. I just had Hot going, doing my thing this morning on the Bluetooth speaker, just listening away. And I had forgotten that I had my keys in my pocket. So my car keys in my pocket. And then to fold the canvas drop sheet, you know when you go into kind of, sort of, I was in a crouch to kind of get down on the ground to kind of, because I'd done because it's a big canvas drop sheet. I'd done the thing where you get the two ends kind of together and you pinch them and you kind of do the big fold.
Yeah, that's hard on your own.
And then another fold. It's tricky on your own.
Yep.
So I got to that point where I got it to like a long, thin piece that I now had to fold over on itself a couple of times.
Gotcha.
So to do this efficiently and effectively, I was down in kind of a crouch position. So I'm doing that, and little do I realize I'm standing directly under the garage door. So obviously what's happened, and not long ago, we got the motor for the garage door replaced, because it turns out after a while, they just stop opening the garage door. There was a day where Digby and Shannon were trapped in the garage and they panicked. I'm not going to lie to you. But anyway, so I've got into a crouch position to fold up this drop sheet. Little do I realize, and this is the freak accident part of it, it's the crouch position I've gone into, the perfect position of my keys in my right pocket.
Yeah.
I've inadvertently pressed the button on the little remote on my keys.
You've butt-dialed the door. Is that what you've done?
Yes. I've butt-dialed the garage door. But because this thing's brand new, it's whisper quiet.
Oh.
So like a shark stalking its prey through the water, I've got no idea. The garage door's starting to come down.
No.
I'm directly under this thing like a guillotine. I did not know the garage door was coming down till it started pushing down on the back of my head. And because I was in a crouch, all it was doing was basically squishing me up into a ball of nugget. Mm. So I don't even know how I got out of it. I had to do some weird, bizarre, like, roll half fight.
Yeah.
Look, I think it would have retracted. I don't know that it would have necessarily turned me into human jam.
It's like in one of those James Bond movies where the door is coming down.
The very slow
door. He's in the room and the only way he can get out is to slide under the door before it closes completely.
I didn't do anything as cool as that. I think I did some sort of move like I've been lightly electrocuted and somehow got out of the crouch position and then rolled out as the door
Ka-thunk.
Was about to come down.
Wow.
I could have been killed.
Wow.
I could have been a statistic, Alan.
What a strange way to go.
What an embarrassing way to go. But it would have been worse Because, do you know the song that would have been playing?
Oh, no.
As I died, I would have died to the strains of Aqua's Barbie Girl.
Oh, no. That would have changed the story.
That would have made the whole thing worse. So I could have been squished by my own garage door. I tell you what I did straight after I recovered. I put a bell on that thing so I could hear it coming from a mile away.
Wow.
I think I'm lucky to be here today. I
think you are as well.
What an embarrassing and horrendous way it would have been for me to go had I been crushed by my own garage door. Hot family, we want to know about it this afternoon. 1-300-468-911. Have you survived a freak accident? Because then, as you put it perfectly, big boy, I butt-dialed my own garage door almost to my own death.
Yeah.
It's like one of those Final Destination movies.
Yeah.
Like, well, who thinks they're going to go that way?
Yeah. Mine was a bit more serious than yours.
Oh, have you had one?
I was in Roma.
Yes.
My first stint in radio.
Just want to make it clear, not Rome.
No, in Roma.
Southwestern Queensland.
And I was plugging in a cart machine, which is what we used to use to play commercials.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And as I was talking to the one of the other guys, I was trying to put the connection into the back of the machine.
Yeah.
Somehow, I connected a two-point thingy into a three-pointer, and it blew the station off the air. And
did you get electrocuted?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
Nothing happened. We went out and turned the things back on.
Yeah.
But the tech came in the next day and left a note for the boss saying, I don't know how Al didn't electrocute himself because he connected a two-point thing into a three-pointer. He should have been electrocuted.
See, not even electricity wants to spend time with you.
So I survived.
That's incredible.
How superhuman,
I believe. And look, had these two things happened, you wouldn't have got this magnificent show this afternoon.
You would never have had this
Hot
pleasure.
Hot family, how different could this have been? 1-300-468-911. Hot family, did you survive a freak accident? We want to hear about
it. We do. 1-300-468-911.